Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, trivia nerds? Welcome back to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And we are throwing it back to our childhoods, guys. We are going to play some nursery rhyme trivia.
Yes.
Do you feel familiar with nursery rhymes? Do you feel... How are you feeling? Let me gauge this.
I feel very hickory dickory dock. A mouse went up a clock about this.
Ooh.
Get ready, kids. I think
keep
I'm going to
keep that energy.
Yep.
Keep that energy. Okay. All right, we have some quick shout-outs to Cammie and Blake, Ella and Joseph, Shooter, Max, Emmett and Grady, Jack and Leo, Avery, Amelia, and Alexis, and a very happy birthday to Caleb. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Happy birthday.
All right, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of nursery rhyme trivia. I'm going to give you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Whew, I felt very Midwest just reading that whole thing.
Yeah.
It just popped on me, guys.
It just came right out.
Sorry.
I love the Midwest enough.
Usually it's Meredith who's like got that accent, but man, did it just come out of me. Oof. Okay. Well, give yourself 1 point for every correct answer at the end, tally for score, and crown the winner. Are you ready for round one of nursery rhyme trivia?
Baby, I am ready to go.
All right. Question one, round number one. This famous bridge is falling down. Which bridge is it?
Would be the London Bridge.
That's correct. The London Bridge tis falling down. Okay, question two. Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool? And just about how many bags do you have?
Yes, sir. Three bags full.
Yes, that's right. Three bags full. I feel like you're really going to rock this episode. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. It's like old school rap, really, if you think about it. Rhymes.
It's true. It's a good way to think about it.
Call me Meredith Busta Rhymes for this episode.
Busta Nursery Rhymes.
Busta Nursery Rhymes.
Okay, question three. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. They both fell down that hill, but who fell first?
Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of water. They both fell down. Jack fell down
yes.
First.
Jack came down first. All right. Question four. When the teapot gets all steamed up, what does it shout?
Tip me over and pour me out.
That's right. You are on a roll. Okay, question five. This popular pastry person lives on Drury Lane. What's his name?
The Muffin Man.
That's right. Do you know the Muffin Man?
It's a guy I want to get to know, Brittany. I do have a love of muffins.
Same. Okay, question six. One goes to the market, one stays home, one eats roast beef, and one has none. And one, the final one, he goes wee all the way home. I'm not talking about toes. What animal am I talking about?
These are little piggies, Brittany.
Yep, little piggies is correct. Question seven. These sight-impaired rodents lost their tails to a butcher's wife wielding a carving knife. Who were they?
I don't know.
What? I finally stumped you?
Oh.
That would be the three blind mice.
Oh.
We're getting into trouble.
I guess, yeah, sight impaired rodents. That was a tip. Okay.
That was a tip. Okay. Question A. What did the itsy bitsy spider do after the sun dried up all the rain?
Sun and dry up all the rain. Itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Yes, Brittany. He just went right back up that spout. He's persistent. Okay, question 9. What is the name of this vowel loving farmer famous for a moo moo here and a moo moo there?
That would be my favorite farmer, Old MacDonald.
E-I-E-I-O, indeed. It is Old MacDonald. Okay, final question of this round. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a what?
A plum.
That's right. And he said, what a good boy am I. And I don't know who's ever been excited about a plum. I mean, I don't think I would kind of bring that energy to plums. But hey, I'm happy if he's happy. Congratulations.
Times have changed. Plums used to be very exciting, you know.
They like, were. They were. And now fruit. I'm just like, eh. Is this a plum? This one here? Okay. Let's take
spoiled
a quick break.
Americans. All right.
When we come back, we'll have round 2 of Nursery Rhyme Trivia.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
What would you do for $1 million? The $2 million puzzle can help you answer at least one of those questions. It's a 500-piece QR code puzzle that, when finished and scanned with your phone, reveals a prize ranging from $1 to $1 million. Just last month, someone won $100,000. That buys a lot of road trips and vacations, you guys. You can get yours now at 2millionpuzzle.com. Typically, they're $30, but we have a special road trip trivia deal that you get it for only $20. Get it now with code FAMILY20. Again, the chance to win $1 million for the cost of 20 with code FAMILY20. Do you have any idea how much your subscriptions cost? Like, have you ever sat down and figured it out and then realized you've made a very grave mistake? I hope you're sitting down because most Americans think they spend $80 when the actual total is like $200. And I'm on that end. I'm on the $200 end, just woefully ignorant to what's happening with my subscription services. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot, like, you know, the streaming service you bought to just watch one show or that free trial that you forgot to use, Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't actually want. Simply find the subscription, press cancel, Rocket Money will cancel it for you, and that's about it. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving an average person $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way. Go to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round two of nursery rhyme trivia. You did pretty amazing. I think you missed one the first round.
Yeah.
I feel it feels good. I think you're going to do good. Let's go.
Bust
in.
The nursery rhymes is back.
A little bit tougher, but bust is back. Okay. All right. Question one. Do you know the English version of this French nursery rhyme? Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, soleil matinas, ding, dang, dong.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, Brother John? Brother John? Run away. Run away.
Morning bells are ringing. I'm going to give it to you. You did pretty good. You had most
ding,
of it.
Ding, dong. Oh, okay. I got it confused with Where is Thumbkin? Same song. Where is Thumbkin? Where is Thumbkin? Here I am with your thumbs when they're babies. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I remember. Okay, question two. A tisket, a tasket. What two colors is this basket?
That basket is green and yellow.
That is correct. Question three. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle. Who jumped over that moon?
His friend, the cow.
That's right. The cow, the lightest and limberest of all animals, right over the moon. Okay. Question four. Hickory dickory dock. What did the mouse do when the clock struck one?
Fell down.
He ran down. I'll give it to you. It's very close. Very close. Okay. Question five. Who tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just want to say,
this is so fun. This
since
trivia.
When are we leaning on the horses to do this? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't think horses work hard enough. I mean,
seriously, the guys are
everybody.
Like, we can't figure it out. Let's see if the horses can do
and
it.
And the horse just puffs over and he's like,
making it worse entirely.
Like, just stepping on,
bashing the heck out of
egg,
them. Yeah.
Egg guts everywhere.
I mean, they should have just asked the horse women. They would have known. They would have known how to clean that egg up. Okay. Question six. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. What did he jump over?
It would be a candlestick.
That's right. A candlestick. Question seven. Who lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them?
Oh, I almost got it wrong. It's Little Bo Peep.
Yes, Little Bo Peep.
I was going to say Mary.
They both
it's
are
lamb.
Heavy into lambs. Got to say air tags. Put a little couple air tags on those lambs. You'll never lose them. Put
you
them on everything.
Get them chipped at the vet.
Get them chipped. So we can scan that. Okay. Question eight. Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow. Where's the cow?
In the corn.
Yes, he's in the corn. That's right.
Only because it rhymes with corn.
Yes. That nursery rhymes have a really great habit of doing that.
I think that's why I remember all the answers. Everything rhymes.
Question nine. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. What was she eating?
Richardson way.
Not as good as it sounds, I'm going to be honest.
What is it?
It's like, well, when I asked my mom for curds and whey, she gave me cottage cheese and cream, and it was disgusting. So I don't know if she just had it wrong and she was trying to placate me at the time, but not a delicious dish.
Wow, that sounds disgusting.
I know.
Yeah. I do love a cottage cheese, though.
With some pineapple or strawberry.
Salt and pepper for me. That's it. Oh,
savory. Yeah. That works.
Salt and pepper Sally.
Okay. All right. Final question. What is the name of the woman we credit with writing all of our favorite nursery rhymes?
Mother Goose.
Mother Goose is correct. All right, Meredith, you did really amazing. This was probably your best show ever.
I think it is. I'm thinking, do my kids know as many nursery rhymes as me? So I hope all the kids in the car did great today.
I don't know. I know. Do they learn nursery rhymes the same way we did all the time? I mean, I feel like we always were learning nursery rhymes as a kid. Is that what's happening?
I'm pretty sure I taught them the nursery rhymes. I hope so.
We'll play this episode and see how they do.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Hey, guys, head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know how you did. If you have a show idea or want to hear a shout out, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Remember to include your name. That's not how we know how to leave that shout out. We love posting your pictures. Make sure your parents send them along with your names as well to our Instagram and Facebook, and we will post them on our social media. All right. Have a good day, my little ducks.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.